Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Okay, so I guess it's John Thune. He's allegedly a Republican, hard to tell, leader in the Senate. Going to be snickering, you can count on it, as he forces Donald Trump to sign a bill that allows 1.4 million illegals to illegally stay on Medicaid, would have removed them, doesn't give them Medicaid. The absolute grinding absurdity of this is shocking. Again, federal law is clear. You cannot get Medicaid if you are not an American citizen, if you are not legally here. It's jaw-dropping that we can't get 1.4 million illegals off of Medicaid. I personally don't even understand why we need a bill to do this. I cannot find an explanation of that anywhere. So here's where we are this morning. The parliamentarian, who is a Democrat, she was appointed by Harry Reid when he was the Senate leader, definitely a Democrat, is who rules the country. You want to talk about an emperor? We just got rid of the judges, liberal judges. She is an emperor, empress, whatever. I didn't vote for her. John Thune did, though. And because she says, well, no, this is a 60-vote threshold here. Sorry, you got to take it out. Illegal's going to have to get to Medicaid. John Thune, who is elected twice, once as a senator and the second time as the leader of the Senate, is like, okay, sure, whatever. If he wanted, he could fire her today and hire me. And I would say, yeah, let's go for it. These are fake boundaries, fake rules. He is hiding behind a girl to put this back in. Why is this happening? This is an absolute unmitigated outrage. Why is this happening? To understand it, you got to step back for a minute and understand how the Republican Party has worked for a very long time. It has had a deep and wide cancer and a disease. By the name, there's three names: Daddy Bush, George W. Bush, and the ultimate cancer, Karl Rove. And Politico did a wonderful article a number of years ago explaining how this gig works. Karl Rove went around for two decades in Republican primaries. And if you would take the open borders money for the Bushes, open borders is a religion. It's the key to globalism, destroying America once and for all, dissolving it into a big global melting pot, ending everything special about it. The single most damaging presidency, and thank God there was only one, was Daddy Bush's first presidency. His second presidency through his son, who wasn't that bright, but did the evil by the hand of dad. This just truly the most destructive that America has ever seen, because it enabled everything Barack Obama did after, in fact, Bush did it first. And so for confused Republicans who during those years said, you know, the media was saying to us, you must be racist. Why do you care if Obama does this? Why do you care if he opens the borders? And we were like, what? No, we just oppose on political. The reason they were saying it, the media was right, because Bush did it first. And we let him. So open borders was very much the religion. And the Bush family has controlled the Republican Party for about four decades, really three and a half, with a raft of money. They're not like Elon Musk. They don't have money. Where do they get it? Open borders lobby. Massive deep pockets there from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to every major business executive who profits off the scam that is illegal immigration. It is a tax evasion scheme. They're all in it on it together. I think for the Bushes, personally, I think they want to destroy America. I mean, I think they're truly globalist. You want to destroy it in its current form. That absolutely New World Order, Daddy Bush, I mean, he wasn't kidding. By the way, he announced the New World Order on 9/11. You know that, right? Yeah, the first 9/11. That one just as damaging to the country long term. Anyway, when you understand that John Thune, Lindsey Graham, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott rode in on that raft of Bush money, there's about five funding bases in the Republican Party. One of them is the Bush money base. Trump has all but defeated it, but we still have the cancer in some parts of the party. And John Thune is a cancer, so is Lindsey Graham. Tim Scott, same thing. What they're paid for is very simple. They can act like Republicans. They do whatever they want the rest of the time. But when open borders comes up, they call. And your entire fundraising base, your ability to raise money, as is the case of leader John Thune, comes from that cabal. Those are their donors. That's how he wields power or could take you out in a primary, right? John Thune got the phone call. What we got to do here, what we need to do here is hold on to the illegals. Got to get them through the Trump term. You can't find and deport all 12 million that Joe Biden brought in. So if we can keep them in Medicaid, if we can keep them getting food stamps illegally, because Bush is never mind breaking the law, ask Dick Cheney about that, NSA spying, we can hopefully keep them here. We can throw them the lifeline that they won't self-deport, as a million already have. The open borders GOP lobby is absolutely terrified of this because their criminal business partners want to continue the scam that is open borders. Let me give an example of what you're dealing with here when you have a guy like Thune who hates Trump. I mean, he mocked him during the election, told him to stay out of the Senate election. None of our business. This is a guy who has a low 40s approval rating in his own state, dictating to President Trump, right? This is who these people think they are. When you understand how bad this is, okay, I'm gonna give you an example of this. George Bush, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton formed a nonprofit almost 3 years ago. Remember how Joe Biden lied about those flights into the country with the illegal immigrants? He was flying in. He'd issue them a QR code, and then they had to accept it at the border. And they kept saying, no, we're not doing it. And then once they finally got busted, okay, we are doing it, but don't worry, taxpayers aren't paying. Well, that was because Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and George Bush, with his open borders lobby money, they were raising the money for the flights into the country. So when you see Alligator Alcatraz this morning and Florida desperately trying to get the Haitian illegal immigrants out of their state, they're flying out the people that Bush, Obama, and Clinton flew in. Now you're thinking, isn't that illegal? Yes. It would make a great RICO case. All three should go to prison for the rest of their lives on multiple felony charges. But you got to understand, that's who's calling John Thune, okay? It's Bush. If it's not Bush personally, and it probably is, they're sending the donors after him and reminding him, we'd take you out in a primary. We'll pull the rug out from underneath you. We'll just take your money. Now do this for us. It's the only thing we've asked for you in years. Pretend that the parliamentarian is holding you back. Make sure to keep these illegals in SNAP benefits. Make sure to keep these, in other words, food stamps. That's illegal for them to get, but breaking the law ain't nothing for these people. And make sure that they have Medicaid, because we got to keep them here, got to hide them from Trump to fight for America's soul. And ultimately for freedom, because you're looking at Zohran Mamdani up there in New York. You want that rule in a country? We're so stupid. We're laughing. Oh, yeah, let them win. Yeah, they'll never win. You give this country amnesty, it's going to be a Mamdani rule in every state. They'll have two or three left to run to. And that could happen. We were just votes away from it under Joe Biden. But we came razor's edge from amnesty. Trump may do it himself before the term's over. He tried in his last term. Would have amnestied 2 million, but it would have really been more like 10 with the document fraud. That's where we are. That's why this is happening. There was absolute outrage online. Understand, this is the last hit by George W. Bush, the last bloody chance these people have to hold on to their open borders destruction of this country. And there's a brilliance to what Thune is doing, okay? There's 10,000 immigration agents in there, ICE agents. There's, money to finish Trump's wall. There's billions for deportation flights. Thune doesn't dare tank all of that, okay? Neither does Lindsey Graham. He wants to get elected. He's the budget chairman. So what do? You put a poison pill in there. You put the massive spending in there that violates the Freedom Caucus pledge with Mike Johnson. And you put the 1.4 million, because it's basically funding their Medicaid. I mean, the money is in there. And then you send it over the House as you laugh and giggle and sneer, knowing it'll probably tank the big, beautiful bill. and Trump's entire immigration agenda. You can keep the illegals, and hopefully get your open borders, Chinese-style dictatorship. That's the play overnight in the Senate. That's what they just did. These people are evil, and they must be defeated. And I hope Elon Musk uses his righteous rage, which we all feel this morning, against the John Thunes, against the Karl Roves, against the Bush cabal. I expect this of Bill Clinton. I expect this of Barack Obama. They're stone cold evil. But we got to admit, we got the cancer in the party too. It is the Bush folks. They need to be wiped out, or we are going to still lose this country.